Everybody, I'm Andrew Levine, the CEO of Koinos Group, the creators of the Koinos blockchain. And today I'm here with Adam Waring, the CEO of GFAM.
Sure. I mean, I'm going through my own company that I'm the managing director of, but sure, why not?
Well, why don't you tell me? Tell us a little about yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. So I am Australian, but I live in Portland, Oregon in the US. And so one of the reasons I got into crypto was because transferring money from Australia to America was really hard. Like, I remember spending like 8 hours on the phone trying to get my money to myself in America. One bank suggested that I fly back to Australia to sign a piece of paper to verify my identity, which just seems so outrageous to me that I started looking for better ways to do things. And that's kind of how I found crypto. And it's kind of how I found Steam. And so Steam was really, you know, like I learned a little bit about Bitcoin and Ethereum, but Steam was kind of my first real adventure in blockchain. And it took me a long time to figure out, like, where is the money coming from? And how does this all work? And it really kind of led me down a path of like, the potential of blockchain is absolutely huge. And so out of that, I've kind of created my own platform, which is something that you actually helped me kind of get my head around. When we hung out in a blockchain convention in Austin, and I had this idea that had been germinating for like 6 months, and just talking to you about it, you kind of like helped solidify and figure out what I wanted to do. And this platform is what we were talking about. And essentially what it is a way for content creators to monetize their content without having to advertise or have sponsors. Essentially, it's just a way for people to throw up their content and then have their own audience tip them. So that's one way for creators to earn money. And the other way is through web monetization. So there's a website called coil.com where you pay $5 a month and you get access to a whole bunch of things, all different websites. Like I think Imgur is one of them, and Cinnamon Video is one of them. So what that means is on GFAM, if like I'm a Koil subscriber, so if I spend time on your content, then you get microtransactions for the time that I spend on your content. So, you know, it might just be 3 cents because I spent 15 minutes, but you know, that kind of adds up after a while. So I've created a platform where there's a passive and an active way to reward you for the content that you've created, which is really exciting. It's been really fun. I received a grant from a company called Grant for the Web, which are trying to build out the XRP blockchain infrastructure. And so they've given grants out to all different people and different companies to kind of build that up a little bit. And so the tip that people can receive on my website for the moment is XRP, but I'll be looking to build that out so they can receive Hive or Coin. So that's what I'm really excited about. And that's why I'm here talking to you today.
Cool. And I didn't know that. I totally remember that conversation. We were outside by tables.
We kind of walked through the park first with a big group of people. And we were just like, as we were walking, we were trying to figure it out. And what you and I kind of were talking about initially was bringing advertisers onto a site and paying the creators to be part of that advertising, or like to have advertising on their page, and the creator gets the money for the advertisements on their page. That's kind of what the initial idea was. And then when I saw these web monetization grants, I kind of pivoted it to that direction, and I kind of do like it a little bit better, but I may bring ads on later. I'm not sure. I'll see how it goes. I'm flexible.
Well, you gotta be.
Yeah.
So you mentioned before that the reason why you are creating content now, could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I have found that, I guess through Steam, through DTube, I did enjoy creating content. Like I enjoy doing pixel art and I'm training for Ninja Warrior, and there's lots of things that I'm doing that I like to kind of blog about. But as I was developing GFAM, I kind of fell off that. And, you know, like Steam kind of went downhill and there's Hive. I haven't really gotten into that as much. But I kind of started this channel on Cinnamon Video, which is another web monetization site. And part of that was to kind of get my head around the issues that content creators face. So I'm sure you've listened to like podcasts or YouTube videos where the person like has to interrupt their content to talk about Squarespace or mattresses or whatever. And it's really jarring. I hate that part of it. We, you know, my partner and I listen to a lot of podcasts and we spend a lot of time like fast forwarding through the sponsorship and then like missing a bit and going back. And it's all very disruptive. So I kind of wanted to get a feel of like what it's like to be a content creator. What are the issues that you face? How hard is it to kind of get your word out there? And then can you exist without advertisements or sponsorships, that kind of stuff? So yeah, I've created this channel. I've been talking to all sorts of people, mainly about like technology stuff. So the last person I spoke to was about, he was creating pixel art NFTs that he was selling on Rarible. And he was holding competitions on the Hive blockchain. And I like, that's a great conversation for me to have. There are all sorts of things that I'm interested in, but I'm trying to see what it's like as a content creator. And eventually, like, I would like to be able to derive my income entirely online so that I can live wherever I want to live. Like, we're in America now, but maybe we want to be in Sweden or Cambodia or New Zealand or whatever. And I'd love to be able to have a job where I can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you touched on, you know, we call that dog fooding. And that's a really important. Yeah,
I've never heard of dog fooding.
You've never heard of dog fooding.
Never.
Is that a joke? You're being sarcastic.
No, I've never heard of it. Like, I know what dog food is, but I haven't heard the phrase dog fooding.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it just means eating your own product.
Cool.
So like if you're making dog food, you should eat the dog food to know how it tastes. It's kind of a weird example. Yeah.
Could that not be anything else? Avocadoing.
Well, I think it was started by a guy who made dog food and he was like, this is how much I care about my product. But so you can dog food your own product, right? So, you know, one example is us writing our business logic in smart contracts, right? So we're going to be smart contract developers on top of Coinos. But another type of dog fooding is when you use other people's products who you're trying to disrupt or replace so that you understand the product from the customer's perspective.
So with GFAM, like I don't actually need GFAM to make any money necessarily. Like it collects web monetization, but if that covers server costs, then I'm happy to make my money on GFAM as a content creator, as opposed to the CEO of GFAM. Like that would absolutely be a win for me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And I think that's a great example of the new opportunities for revenue generation that cryptocurrencies open up. Is there isn't just one way for you to make your money. And so you can figure out what your users need, what your customers need, and then figure out how you can make money as well so that everybody wins. So could you tell me, if I was a content creator thinking about using GFAM, why should I get excited about GFAM? Why should I consider using GFAM?
So I think a big part of it is the current opportunities for content creators are, you know, your YouTubes, your TikToks, your Instagrams, but those platforms make a lot of money from ad revenue and then share a very small amount of that out to their actual content creators. So, you know, it's just, the scales aren't tipped, you know, for the content creator, even though those platforms would actually be nothing without those people creating content. They would just be empty platforms. And so GFAM really provides an opportunity for people to earn 100% of the income that they raise, the GFAM doesn't take any fees. There's no network fees. There's no transaction fees. The XRP gets to the content creator within 3 seconds. They can then spend it on whatever they want. So what that means is that we have people all over the world. We've got some people in Nicaragua or Argentina, and it doesn't really matter where they are. Like, I can send them a tip and it doesn't matter where they are because it's the same thing and they get the same amount than if they would get if they're in America or whatever. So it truly is looking to be like a global family of people that look out for each other and, you know, care for each other both financially and emotionally. Like, there's comments, you know, it's supposed to be about telling a story. So there is a massive cultural shift because people are used to consuming content on Instagram or TikTok and not, you know, basically, you know, it takes them a like, which doesn't cost them anything, but the true cost is their data and being influenced by these platforms to watch advertisements. So GFAM just doesn't need to have any of that because the business model doesn't rely on advertisers. So I'm hoping, like, as a worldwide cultural shift, we get away from like fake news and clickbait and misinformation that are all kind of driven from that advertiser model. So, you know, there's a massive cultural shift. But like, if I like your content on Instagram, I can like it, I can write a comment, but there's no real way for me to transfer value to you to say like, hey, that was really good. Here's 10 cents. You know, like, there's no kind of incentive. Like, if I really, really like your content, I can just say in a comment, I really liked it. And that's kind of it. So I'm trying to, you know, there's a lot of cultural shifts. GFAM to me is just kind of an experiment. If it doesn't work, that's completely fine. It's really just to try a different type of social media.
And so if people want to learn more about GFAM, where should they go?
They should go to gfam.live, which is the website. And you'll see, you know, people telling stories and people receiving tips from that. And then there are links to like the blog that we've set up and the analytics and the FAQ and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of information that people can find once they go through those menus. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just a website. It's just a platform. But I'm hoping to make it a really kind of fun place. And we're, because of our grant, we're now going through like marketing exercises and all that sort of stuff, like figuring out our branding. And we're going to start a marketing campaign to bring non-crypto people into the crypto ecosystem to kind of show them a better way. It's gfam.live.
Sounds great. And we had a little soundtrack to that climax there. All right. Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.